Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Daytime Thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos now through September 21st. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragusan Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. Join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas through HorsePlayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning, and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined in just a sec by my regular co-host, Bob Ike. And we've got a lot to talk about today. It is closing weekend at Los Alamitos. 10 race cards today and tomorrow, both with a first post time of 1 o'clock. So a lot going on there. Obviously, the mandatory payouts tomorrow. Feature race today is the Dark Mirage Stakes. It's Pennsylvania Derby Day at Parks, their big day. They've got the $1 million Pennsylvania Derby and the $1 million Cotillion, so some big races going on there. Four stakes races at Churchill Downs, a really good stakes on the grass, the Grade 3 Winter Memories at Belmont at Aqueduct, and some additional benefits, at least opportunities for horse players there. We'll talk about those with John Hardoon. So a lot to talk about, but to bring us up to date on the news of the week first, fresh off of 1 week freshening, let's bring in my regular co-host, Bob Ike. Bob, you got to be fresh and fit and ready to fire.
Yeah, definitely. Good morning, John. Nice to have a little break last week, but chomping at the bit now, ready to attack today. Really good racing, of course, at Los Al, Churchill Downs. We've got the huge card at Parks, so looking forward to it. And then we will gear up for opening of Santa Anita next week.
Well, while you were gone last weekend, Bob, we had a couple of Breeders' Cup noteworthy performances, so let's recap those. First of all, down at Churchill Downs, last year's Breeders' Cup sprint runner-up, Ben Tornado, came off a 10-month layoff in the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and I thought he lit up the racetrack.
I thought he was awesome, John. This is a horse who had been away since running second in last year's Breeders' Cup sprint at a big price. He came back in the race at Churchill last Saturday. He just blew the field away. He won by five. I mean, he broke running. He sat second when Skelly wanted to make the lead. He came around that one at the head of the lane. He drew off. We know he can fire fresh. We know he likes Del Mar. He's going to be trained into that race, the Breeders' Cup sprint this year. And, John, the way he won, I mean, it's early. We're still a couple months out. But to me, he looked like, you know, maybe the most probable winner on the day, on Breeders' Cup Day, the way he won that race last week at Churchill.
Yeah, I thought he was spectacular. And the way he let that speedball Skelly go after breaking so sharply and then just reeling him in when the jock asked, I thought he was really good. And he is one to watch coming into the Breeders' Cup. Like you say, you don't have to worry about Del Mar. You know he likes that racetrack. Up in Canada, and the Woodbine Mile has proven to be a very key prep for the Breeders' Cup Mile. This year, as opposed to running in those one-turn races around that wide outside turf course at Woodbine, with that course under renovation, they ran it as a two-turn mile around the sharp turns of the inner turf, but it didn't stop Godolphin and Charlie Appleby from winning again, this time with notable speech.
Yeah, he got the job done, John. This is a horse we saw in last year's Breeders' Cup Mile finishing third as the favorite, beating three-quarters of a length. He had not won a race this year, so this was his first win of 2025. For a grade one race, I didn't think it was a great field. I didn't think the competition level was that high, so he was supposed to win as the 2-5 favorite, and he did, but I can't say I was absolutely blown away. And he got the job done. He did not change leads until right near the wire. So I think the jury's out a little bit on notable speech to see if he's as good as he was as a three-year-old last year.
Well, we'll see. And again, a horse that has proven on the Del Mar course, he was third, beaten less than a length in the Breeders' Cup Mile last year. Well, let's get on to the racing today. And, Bob, a lot of questions to be answered in the $1 million Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby. That goes as Parks. It's race 14 of a 15-race card that is already underway back there. God, that's a lot of races in one day. And,
sure.
And the horse that we get to see, a couple of horses from Southern California. You have Baeza, who doesn't have to face journalism or sovereignty today. Goal-oriented from the Bob Baffert stable. He is back there, and he is in good form. So a lot of Southern California interest in this race, but I think it's a very key race for Baeza.
Yeah, this is $1 million on the line today, John. And the first thing that kind of struck me about this race is I think it's going to be a very honest pace. There are a number of horses in here who want the lead or do their best running near the front. So they are not going to dawdle along on the lead. I think that probably helps Baeza because he's got a pretty good closing kick. He doesn't have to be real far back, but, you know, he's not facing a horse named Sovereignty for the first time in the last three races, John, and that's going to certainly help his chances. Hector Berrios rides. But I think you're right. He needs to get a win. He's a one-time winner with only a maiden win under his belt. And maybe, you know, if he doesn't get it done today, I'm starting to think he's a horse who likes to be second and third maybe. You've got Gosker in there. He faced journalism. Of course, he opened up in the Preakness and got run down. A good second in the Haskell. And as you mentioned, goal-oriented, I think, is an improving horse for Baffert. Was a pretty good third in the Haskell. He has not run since then, but he's trained forwardly. He'll get a tactical trip. So those are the three favorites. Those are the horses to beat. It'll be interesting to see if Baeza can break through with his second career win today.
Well, again, a very important race for Baeza. And I agree, Bob. I think he needs to get a win. He's got to show he can get to that wire first, and it'll help his confidence going into the Breeders' Cup Classic if he runs well today. Well, that's the Pennsylvania Derby. We're going to have another look at the Cotillion. We'll have Scott Shapiro take a look at the Cotillion at Parks with the three-year-old fillies. As far as today, we're going to do some handicapping in a sec. But one other bit of good news from Del Mar this week, Bob. The Cary Grant Stakes has been run at for years down at Del Mar during the fall meet. Well, they're going to run it again this year, but it's going to have a new name, and a name that I like very much. It's been changed to the Trozen Vron, and one of my favorite horses of all time.
Yeah, this is great, John. That fall meet at Del Mar has the, you know, the Bing Crosby theme to it, where they've named a lot of the races after the old-time movie stars and entertainers. And as good as Cary Grant was, I'm glad to see that the Trozen Vron is getting a race named after him. He won 19 of 25 starts. 18 of those wins were in stakes races, $1.7 million. We talked about him a lot on this show, John, because he was probably our cowbred of the week at least 15 times. He won the Bing Crosby down there in the summer meet twice. He won the Cary Grant at Del Mar twice. So this is great. It's a good way to honor a hard-knocking gelding who, you know, laid it down every single time he went out there. You just don't see a horse win 18 stakes races anymore. And sorry that we're not seeing him this year, but it's a great honor to have the race named after him.
Well, I haven't spoken to Del Mar or anybody at Del Mar about it, but it would be fantastic if they could get the Trozen Vron to make an appearance for that race. And maybe they could get him out to lead the post parade. Either way, just a terrific horse, all heart. Not a real big horse, but the heart was bigger than the body. He just was tremendous, and a fantastic training job by Eric Kruljack. He was so good that when the Trozen Vron retired, so did Eric. I mean, how do you go do any better than that? So great to see a name like that, a name that the people nowadays will recognize, and it's great to honor these old cowbreds that have done so much. Well, let's do a little handicapping, Bob. Again, you were off a little bit. You're not doing a sheet at Los Alamitos, but I know you look around the country for plays. So where do you want to go for your radio play today?
I'm going to go to Churchill Downs today. They have some good stakes races today, and I'm going to go all the way to the final race on the card, the 11th race. These are two-year-old maiden fillies going a mile on the grass. Good full field. There are a couple scratches, and one of the also's got in Vanity. I'm going to try number three, Sister Troyenne, who is 8-1 on the morning line. Has a lot of turf pedigree, especially on the bottom side. Dynapasser, her dam, was a good turf horse. And watching her debut race at Ellis, she did not break, but moved up pretty well, like she has some tactical speed. And I think that could go a long way in this race. In fact, I think Sister Troyenne, if she breaks, might make the lead in here. She took dirt. She raced greenly. And then she kind of finished off pretty well when she got clear on the stretch, a distant third that day. But with the turf pedigree, with the tactical speed, inside draw, I like 8-1 on the morning line. So 11th race today, number three, Sister Troyenne. That's at Churchill Downs. And, John, you did double duty today. You did your Los Alamitos sheet. You also did the late pick five at Churchill Downs. So you were busy and on promoting the South Point. Where do you want to go for your radio play today?
Well, talking about the South Point, Bob, you know, college football is already underway today. We've got the pro football going. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. There's a lot to watch and wager on out in Las Vegas. If you want to get out to play not only the horses but some of the sports, give Steve Johnson, the racebook manager at the South Point, a call, 866-780-7223. Ask how you can get your L.A. horse players rate. And if you're not going to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup, the place to be would be at the South Point out there in Las Vegas. We'll be doing a Breeders' Cup seminar. John Hardoon will join me. Ralph Soraka will host that from Race Day Las Vegas. And we'll be watching in the big ballrooms there. And you've been there, Bob. It's a great place to watch and wager. It's very price-friendly for the horse players. And a couple of days watching Del Mar playing the races out at the South Point, not a bad thing to do. So a lot of reasons to give Steve a call. As far as the play today, since you did Churchill Downs, I'll go to Los Alamitos. I'm going to go to race number three at Los Al. Number four, Fly Zapper, got cooked on a suicidal pace last time at Del Mar in a race that was dominated by closers. Today, back on the home track at Los Alamitos, a lot better pace scenario here, a lot less early heat that he's going to have to face. When he makes the lead, he's tough to beat. I think he makes the lead in the third race today at Los Alamitos. So in the third race, number four, Fly Zapper, 3-1 at Los Alamitos. And again, I've got the Lindo report for Los Alamitos, and I also did a Lindo report for the late pick five today at Churchill Downs. So you can get both of those at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, before we take our first break, I want to mention one other change coming up for the Calbreds, and we have some new rules as far as the bonus program coming up, starting with the December meet at Santa Anita. We always talk about that maiden bonus you get when you win a maiden special weight race with a Calbred. They're going to bump that bonus up at Santa Anita starting in December to $12,500 for a win in a maiden special. If you win one of those at the Del Mar Summer Meet next summer, you'll get $15,000. Back at Del Mar next fall, a year from now, it'll be $12,500. And then at Los Alamitos next year, the bonus will be $10,000. So added bonuses for breeding a Calbred and winning a maiden special weight, whether it be a Calbred maiden special or open special in California, just another reason to own and breed in California. Let's go ahead and take our first break, Bob. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from Los Alamitos, he's going to update us on closing weekend, and we'll also touch base with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on Angels Baseball AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's best appearing in Orange County. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallion's Clubhouse Ride. Our newest Stallion Edition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a Calbred. The bonus for registered Calbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California.
Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAS.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, let's go ahead and touch on our Calbred of the Week.
Yeah, and these named Mana Rose, winner of the E.B. Johnston Stakes at Los Alamitos last Saturday. Mana Rose is by Stanford out of the Good Journey mare Kathleen Rose, is owned and bred by Dr. and Mrs. Bruce Zeith, is trained by Jeff Mullins. Mana Rose now has 8 wins from 15 lifetime starts and career earnings over $380,000. And John, we've got a sale out at Fairplex on Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Right. If you're looking for a California bred yearling, this is the place to find it. It's the Fasig Tipton California Fall Yearling Sale that goes this Tuesday, September 23rd, 11 a.m. It kicks off. That's at Fairplex Park. You can go over by the Derby Room there, have some lunch, attend the sale, and check out not only the wagering facilities there, but put some buddies together. Maybe you can come up with a nice cowbred for next year. 263 horses in the sale. Again, that's at Fairplex Park this Tuesday, 11 a.m. That's the California Fall Yearling Sale at Fairplex Park in Pomona. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's the publicity man from Los Alamitos, Mr. Bob Mazursky. And, Bob, good morning, and welcome to Closing Weekend.
Thank you, guys. Good to be on, and looking forward to today and tomorrow.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on Closing Weekend. First of all, again, one of the handicapping contests that I really enjoy, that is your NHC, National Horse Players Championship Qualifier at Los Alamitos. So let's get the details on that.
Yeah, it's a $500 buy-in. $400 goes onto a live money card, the rest into the prize pool, and you have to play the Los Al races, win, play, show, daily doubles, exactas, and trifectas. People can enter up until 1:30 at the mezzanine level, the information gate on the mezzanine level, right across from the entrance of the Vessels Club, and there's 2 seats up to for grabs for the 2026 NHC. So it's a very popular contest. I think Orlando Gutierrez does a great job running it. So, we should have another good turnout today for that.
Yeah, it's a terrific tournament. It's a live money. You can lose the contest and still make money. That's not a bad thing. So go ahead. If you haven't had the opportunity to try and qualify for the NHC, that's a great place to do it at Los Alamitos today. And tomorrow being closing day, we'll be watching the pick six pools and some of the other pools in case there's a carryover, because tomorrow it's mandatory payouts.
That is correct, and it'll also be a big day for our Paddock host and FanDuel analyst Kurt Hoover. He has a horse running in the last race that they claimed at Del Mar off a pair of wins, Big Juanito. So Kurt will be, he'll be very excited all day tomorrow, and he gets to watch that in the last race. And Billy Anton Georgie will ride, first time for Bob Hess off the claim.
That's excellent. And I guess we have to take down the sign, no rooting in the press box for that race, right? We can give him a little pass on that.
I have a feeling Kurt will be downstairs for that one. I don't think he'll come up here. I think he'll be down by the winner's circle, hopefully getting ready to get his picture taken.
I hope so. Best of luck to Kurt tomorrow. We'll be watching and rooting for him. Bob, I'm going to pass you on to Bob Ike. I had some questions about the feature today.
Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
We also have Lindo with a horse in tomorrow named Anna's Wish running in the eighth race, so it could be a big weekend for our good friends here out at Los Alamitos. But we wanted you to preview the Dark Mirage Stakes today, which is the ninth at your feature race, and got an even money favorite trained by Bob Baffert in the race. How'd you see it?
And she's nothing like you is the horse in question. She's even money. It's Juan Hernandez, Bob Baffert. They have a ridiculously high strike rate here when they team up in a stakes, and she deserves to be favored. She hasn't won yet this year, but she's run against much better competition. The only time she ran at Los Al previously, she won the Starlet as a 2-year-old. So, I mean, she certainly has a class edge over these horses. She's been multiple graded stakes place. So she's the one to beat. Her stablemate, Udi, ran a stinker last time at the Tranquility Lake, but she ran well in her sprint debut behind Splendora, who came back to win the Tranquility Lake impressively. She was a Group 1 winner down in her native Argentina, so maybe she could bounce back, and she gets Kazushi Kimura, who, of course, is right on the cusp of 1,000 career wins in North America. He needs two more to reach that. So I think the two Baffert horses kind of stand out over the rest of them. Sakura Blossom, I guess, would be the possible upsetter just because she's getting back on dirt, and all three of her wins have been on dirt. But if Nothing Like You runs anywhere close to her best, she should get the job done in here.
And Bob, brought to us by today's Racing Digest, let's go ahead and get your radio play today from out at Los Al.
Well, I'm going to go to a horse that was claimed alpha win last time at Del Mar, number 9, Nighttime in race 6. Jesus Aranga claimed the horse. He's had a very good start to the meter. He's had 3 wins in the first 4 days, including a win yesterday with a horse he had just recently claimed, Ready to Dare. I'm hoping he can do it again. This horse draws outside. David Cohen rides him back. He's a pro. He's won 9 out of 36, and I think he could win from slightly off the pace. So number 9 in race 6, Nighttime.
So that's race 6 at Los Alamitos, number 9, Nighttime, 3-1 on the morning line for Bob Mazursky. You can get all of Bob's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, thanks so much for everything you guys do at Los Alamitos, and we appreciate the support here on the show. And we will talk to you and do a little handicapping next week at Santa Anita.
Sounds good, and good luck to your horse tomorrow, too, John. Anna's wish.
Appreciate it, Bob. That was Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest and also the publicity director from Los Alamitos. Let's head out to Las Vegas now, where Bruce Finkelstein stands his business up at betonbruce.com. And, Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, John. Bob, welcome back. How's it going, guys?
Doing fine. A lot going on today all around the country, and I know you take a look, as I do, at Churchill Downs on a regular basis, and 4 stakes races today. I wanted you to look at one of those, and that's the Grade 3 Dogwood, which goes as race 9 on the card at Churchill Downs. Interesting race. There's 1 late scratch to 3. K Cup is out of there, so a field of 7, but it's a pretty good field.
It is, and boy, it's some good racing at Churchill Downs, and I really like what they've done this meeting, too. It's mainly a dirt meet. I mean, I think they run maybe an occasional turf race, 1 or 2 today a day, but they're saving that grass course for the fall and later in the springtime. So I like the way they put these cards together in high quality. And you're right, this is a good race. Ragtime is your 2-1 morning line favorite. I think she'll go 4-5 in this race, and deservedly so. She's done nothing wrong. She was beaten in the neck by Kilwin in the Grade 1 test stakes. Keep in mind, this is not even a graded stakes race today, so that almost seems unfair. She's a 7-8 specialist. It's the Sovereignty Connections, on and on and on. I don't know how on earth this horse will be anywhere near 2-1. But there is one optional horse. I'm going to take a stab with a horse here off the videotapes, and that's the horse right next door, the 5 Strong State for Albert Stahl. She's come off a 9-month layoff this summer. She was an easy winner against an easier bunch in early June. It's her last race at Saratoga that really interests me. Now, in the TrackMan's comments, it says lugged out on the turn. I totally disagree with this. This horse was down on the inside, middle of the pack, and got into a little bit of trouble on the early turn, then had a steady twice from about the quarter pole to the top of the lane. I don't think there was a lugging problem. I think there was a traffic problem with this horse. Finally, he angled her out, did Kendra Carmouche, and at that point she really kind of lost ground. She fell further behind, but boy, she put in a furious rally to win going away. In fact, she was geared down about the last few strides of that race. It's good on paper. It's even better when you watch it on video. This horse actually, you know, ran against some tough 2-year-olds in early in its career in graded stakes races. I think she's got some quality, but love that last race. I'm going to take a little swipe here with the 5 Strong State. Strictly the horse to beat the 4 Ragtime. You may just want to play an exacta box, but I think those are the two to look at in today's Dogwood Stakes.
Well, Ragtime's 2-1, and the 4 horse in race nine, the 5 horse is a 15-1 Strong State, so that might work for an exacta box. Bob Ike, you want to try and grab a out-of-state play from Bruce Finkelstein, and then I'll come back with Los Alamitos.
Yeah, good morning, Bruce. I know
morning, Bob.
You've looked at probably Parks and Churchill. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Yeah, let's stay with Churchill Downs. I'm going to go back to the seventh race, another 7/8 race to Harrods Creek. And a horse I like quite a bit here is the 3, Jimmy's Dailies. This is a horse that campaigned at Gulfstream Park last winter, and he broke his maiden, I thought impressively, at 7 furlongs in late January. Showed a real good late turn of foot and really was game that day. They tried him in a couple of route races after that, one of which was the Florida Derby. No shot there. He came off a 4-month layoff. He ran in the Ellis Park Derby, again, a kind of a two-turn race, and he ran into a monster by the name of Big Trues, who's in today's Pennsylvania Derby. He was kind of pulling a little bit early, but I thought he got a good conditioner out of that race. He finished a distant second. No one was going to beat the winner that day. I love him turning back in distance to 7/8. Should be a lively pace here today. Should be absolutely good to go second off the bench. Seventh race, the 3, Jimmy's Daily, listed at 7-2 on the morning line.
So that's Churchill Downs, race number 7, number 3, Jimmy's Daily, 7-2 for Bruce Finkelstein. And Bruce, let's get a bet on Bruce play at Los Alamitos.
Let's go to the 8th race. I'm just going to go with these are maiden 30 claimers. I'm just going to go with a simple class dropper. The 7, Smiling Tizzy, has been anywhere from running 40,000 to straight maidens, and it's been competitive against better in the past. He gets back on the dirt. The one time he ran on the dirt back in early August, he was a distant third behind Charlie Foxtrot, but he did stumble at the break. I thought that was a much better field than this one today. I think at this class level on the dirt, he's a great fit with these. He's a very attractive price at 10-1. Race 8, the 7, Smiling Tizzy, again, 10-1 on the morning line.
So that's the 8th race at Los Alamitos, number 7, Smiling Tizzy, 10-1 on the program. That's the 8th race at Los Alamitos. And, Bruce, what do you have available today at betonbruce.com?
Going to go with the 2 racetracks today, John. The full card at Los Alamitos with the last 7 of the day at Churchill Downs. That's the combo platter. You also get audio with that. And then we have the best plays at Los Alamitos. We strung a few races, about 4 races together if you're into rolling exotics, also with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Outstanding, Bruce. Best of luck today. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care. Good luck with your horse tomorrow.
Thank you very much. That was Bruce Finkelstein. Bob, before we go to our break, we had talked about the NHC qualifier at Los Alamitos. Let's get out the list of qualifiers today. And to qualify for the National Horse Players Championship, you have to be an NHC Tour member. You go to ntra.com. It'll cost you $50 to be a member. And then when you win one of these tournaments, you are in for that big possible payday in the National Horse Players Championship. What is available today for the players trying to qualify, Bob?
Yeah, so we talked about the Low Sal On Track tournament, $500 buy-in, $400 bankroll. Also available today, $500 online tournament at Canterbury Park. There's an on-track tournament at Scioto Downs and a $165 online tourney at horsetourneys.com. So plenty of opportunities. Go to ntra.com for the entire schedule and get qualified for the 2026 NHC Championship in Las Vegas.
Well, best of luck to everybody trying to qualify for the NHC for 2026 today. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll touch base with John Hardoon in New York, and we'll also reach out to Scott Shapiro, who's done a little work on those races in Pennsylvania today. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Canelin, and Aqueduct.
Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's Best appearing in Orange County. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we bring in John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets, let's talk about one of those handicapping products we use all the time, and that's from Daily Racing Form.
Yeah, definitely, John. We love the Formulator product, but bet with confidence when you use the Daily Racing Form All Access Past Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you can now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today. And John, as we always talk about, cannot speak more highly of the Formulator program. You can dig deep in there, find pedigrees, and go back lifetime PPs. It's a fantastic product.
Yeah, all the race replays in one place as well. It sure saves a lot of time and legwork. And boy, if we had this a few years ago, Bob, it sure would have saved us a lot of time. But I'm glad we have it now. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's John Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. And, John, there was some strange random results yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct, but that left a lot of money on the table in carryovers for the horse players today. So let's update everybody what is available today as far as carryovers at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Well, you have the Pick 6 carryover, which is all 130,000. I'm getting feedback here, but
yeah, I apologize for that. But we're hearing you fine, so let's get the numbers out.
Okay, so the pick six carryover is 134,000, but they have a late pick five carryover, which they never have, 240,000. And the good news about the late pick five in New York is that CAW is not invited into the pools. So that makes it all that much more interesting.
So that late pick five, again, at Belmont at Aqueduct, carryover over $240,000. That's a 15% takeout, and that is a retail wager only. No CAW wagering groups. That's an awful good wager to play today on your list of things to do if you're playing the races across the country. Let's talk about one of those races in that sequence, John, and that's the Grade 3 Winter Memory Stakes at Belmont. That's the I want to make sure I get the right race on there. What is that, the ninth race on the card today?
Eighth race.
I apologize. Eighth race on the card. Late scratches of number one, Opulent Restraint, who was the 2-1 morning line favorite, and number 11, K Cup. So we've got a field of nine in there. It's a good betting race.
It is, but the number two horse in here, Mayday Ready, really looks like the filly to beat. She's a real good horse. 4-for-8 lifetime, 2-for-4 at the distance. Frankie Dettori back in to ride. She's going to be tough to beat here. The number nine horse, Grizzledale from Chad Brown. Well, Pratt opted for that horse over Opulent Restraint. He probably knew Opulent Restraint was coming out, but it's a two-horse race, and I give the edge to number two, Mayday Ready.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Mr. Hardoon?
Yeah, good morning, John. I know you've been busy covering a number of tracks today, so where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Well, we're going to look at Belmont at Aqueduct, the 10th race. It's 6 furlongs on the turf. You have a late scratch in there of the 11 and 12, so it's still a field of 10. And I love the number three horse in here, Disco Star. Three-year-old filly for the Mark Cassie barn. Rider switch today to Ricardo Santana, who's riding terrific. This horse's two best races of her career was sprinting at Aqueduct on the turf. That's the situation today. This is a pick five single in the 10th race. Number three, Disco Star.
So another leg of that late pick five. 10th race today, Belmont at Aqueduct. Number three, Disco Star. 3-1 on the program. That's for John Hardoon. And, John, let's get a list of what you did, what tracks you covered today, and get one extra radio play for our listeners.
Okay, so I have Parks, all 15 races. They ran four of them already, I believe. So you still got 11 left. Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct, and, of course, Losell.
So where do you want to go for your second play?
Let's go to race 11 at Parks. This is the dirt mile on the main track, and I like the number five horse in here, Catalyst. Antonio Sanu took over the training two starts back, and not many people improve off of Safi Joseph. However, this horse got real good in this barn. Tyler Gaffleon takes over today, 5-1 on the morning line. I like number five, Catalytic, to win today's 11th race out at Parks.
So that's Parks, race number 11. That goes about 1 o'clock Pacific time. Number five, Catalytic, 5-1 on the morning line. That is John Hardoon's second play. And, John, make sure you give out the website before we let you go.
JONHARDOON.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Thanks so much, John. That was John Hardoon in the Rags and Sheets. And now let's go out and touch base with Scott Shapiro. I was watching the Shappy Hour this morning. He's got stuff going on at Churchill Downs and Parks and everywhere else. He's a busy guy. Scott, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, guys. How are you? Oh, yeah, I got the feedback, too. I see why it's challenging.
I know they're working on it in the studio there. I apologize, Scott. We'll make this as easy as possible for you. The race I wanted you to look at for our listeners today is the other million-dollar race at Parks today, and that's the Cotillion. That goes as race number 13 on the card. That's the three-year-old filly version of the Pennsylvania Derby. $1 million on the line, number five, not too late is scratched, so we've got a field of seven in there. And it's a good rematch for some good fillies, including Good Cheer, La Cara, and Scottish Lassie.
No doubt about it, John. This is a very good race and a legitimate grade one. You've got pretty much all of the top three-year-old fillies in the division outside of the number one Nitrogen. So this race could go a long way and, you know, establishing who's a legitimate shot moving forward to be a big-time four-year-old, who might go out to Del Mar and who might take the time off after it. But Scottish Lassie is listed as a 9-5 morning line favorite off the big win in the Coaching Club American Oaks. You know, I don't know if the public's going to side with her or Good Cheer. He's got a much stronger overall resume and is a more known commodity. But either way, I think the pace will be honest in here. You've got Scottish Lassie, you've got La Cara, and you've got Indy Bay all on the inside that should be involved early. Good Cheer should get a fair shake in here. But I like a price at number three, Clequo, a daughter of Quality Road, that moves up in class, but it's done very little run thus far after getting hammered on debut and battling early and tiring late. I think she's up for the cause here, and she's been freshened up by Brandon Walsh. Looks like pointed for this spot because it was a mile and a 16th, maybe, instead of the grade ones at Saratoga. I rather tease the board. I think she's going to get a real good trip in here. Clequo in the Cotillion, but a very good race.
So that's race 13. That's the Cotillion at Parks. Long shot, number three, Clequo, 8-1 on the program for Scott Shapiro. Bob Ike, what do you have for Shapper?
Hey, good morning, Shapper. I know you started early and you went around the country a little bit. Where do you want to go for your radio play today?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the finale in Louisville, Bob. It's the Churchill Downs finale, race 11. The six-horse non-consecutive terms is my play in this one-mile event for two-year-old Philly's Maiden Specialweight. I don't know if this is the strongest group, and this is a daughter of not this time, but not only ran two competitive races as a non-favorite at full field at Ellis Park, but gets a big rider upgrade to Brian Hernandez Jr. in here. A lot of riders are out of town, keep in mind. At Park, or at least some of them here. But Brian taking the call here is a good sign as well. He moved a little too early last time. So we'll go race 11 at Churchill Downs, number 6, 3-1 morning line, second choice, non-consecutive terms.
So that's the 11th and final at Churchill Downs today. Number 6, non-consecutive terms, 3-1 on the morning line. That's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, we'll let you get back at it. A lot going on today. Enjoy the racing, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the races, and have a great weekend.
All right. That was Scott Shapiro. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we'll touch base with Toby Callett in South Florida, and we're going to talk to the busiest guy in racing, Michael Rona, calling day and night one more weekend at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players. Join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And, Bob, we've got about 10 more minutes, and a lot of the satellite wagering facilities that we can frequent are going to be open. So let's round up everybody, and if you can't make it to Los Alamitos today, where can they play?
Well, let's start down in San Diego. The Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp Tavern opens at 10 a.m. That's 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Working our way up the coast, we'll stop at the OC Tavern, which I was in last week, John, and they've really done a nice job in there. That back room with all the wagering area has really been upgraded. Much better situation there. 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And then my favorite stomping grounds, the Derby Room at Fairplex. Say hi to Brandon and Monica. You'll have a great experience out there. Audio visual A+, and the food and beverage menu also outstanding. So those are the three options, John. And how about a word from our friends at Legacy Ranch as well?
Absolutely. We had mentioned that Ohm will be the newest sire to stand the 2026 season at Legacy Ranch. But let's make sure we mention all the sires that they have there. We talked about the Clubhouse Ride. He's the proven sire. Get you grass, dirt, long, short, doesn't matter. Straight Fire, you want a precocious two-year-old with speed. We're going to see the first crop of Forbidden Kingdom drop on the ground next year. And Tamarando is moving over from Harris Farms. So a full roster of horses at Legacy Ranch. You can call Terry Knight at 510-928-4980. Get information on the stallions you need and get set up. It's on. We're going to be at breeding season before you know it. Let's go ahead and touch base now with Toby Calla down in South Florida, where I know Toby's Turf Club is always in good shape for wagering. And, Toby, I want to get an update from you. First of all, we got a good card at Gulfstream Park, but I know they had a little bit of weather. So what are the conditions for racing down there in South Florida?
You're always so kind, John. A little bit of weather. We've been having weather for weeks here. Things have been okay the last, we'll say, 24 hours. And believe it or not, we're going to run the eighth race, the Bob Humphrey Turf Sprint, on the turf, a good turf course. And the 11th race, Handicap Stake, will be run on the turf as well. So there are two turf races so far. We will hope so, because the eighth race has an intriguing prospect, at least in my opinion. And we're going to try to make some money at Gulfstream today.
Sounds good. Well, you also have a Breeders' Cup win in your in, and it's a race that produced the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint winner last year. That's the Princess Rooney Stakes. That goes as race 10 on the card. That's a 7-furlong dirt race, and there was a key scratch in there. Number 6, Mystic Lake, was 5-2 in the program, and she won't run.
She won't run, and if she would have run, Safi Joseph could have had 50% of the entrance, because he's got the two Hull and Ice, the 3 Ultimate Authority, the aforementioned Mystic Lake, out, and the 8, Claret Barrett. So Safi still has 3 of them in there. I think the one guy that could be the fly in his ointment is Jose D'Angelo with the 1 Vinci Girl. I think it's basically between the 1 Vinci Girl and the 2 Hull and Ice. The other Safi Josephs obviously will attempt to make their presence felt, but I never like these races that are stacked up, but Safi liked the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint so much last year, he wanted to make sure that he had one to take back this year.
Well, it sounds like he's got live bullets, that's for sure. Bob Ike, what do you got for Toby?
Well, Toby, you teased an interesting race, so is that where you want to go for your radio play today?
Why not? I would never want to not deliver. Race 8, we've got another Gulfstream situation to pay very close attention to. Another sharp trainer, Jose DeAngelo, has the 3 Biz Biz Buzz and the 6 Win From Within. The one that will most likely be somewhat overlooked in here is the 6 Win From Within. Second time in his barn, forced to the Capetta last time, turning back to a sprint. Has already won a race over this course in the past. I look for Win From Within to be the potential somewhat upsetter in here. Main rival, the aforementioned stablemate, the 3 Biz Biz Buzz. We'll look at the 5 Amon and the 8 Eber Kemenos to round the gimmicks out. 6, 3, 5, 8. It'll be great to cash out in today's ace at Gulfstream Park.
So that's the 8th at Gulfstream Park, number 6, Win From Within, 6-1 on the program for Toby Callett, the 6 over the 3-5-8 in the exotics. Toby, thanks for giving us Dominant Diva last Saturday, and we cashed a couple of exotics with that filly as well. So best of luck there. Continue good work, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That was Toby Callett from South Florida. Now we're going to head back to the hardest working man in the biz, and that's Michael Rona, the track announcer from Los Alamitos, doing day and night duty for one more weekend. We've got 10 races today at the daytime card at Los Alamitos, and we've got a full card tonight at Los Al, too. So, Michael, I hope you're rested and ready to go.
Yes, had a good quiet night last night. John, good morning to you, and looking forward very much to the afternoon action as it ties in with the handicapping tournament, and then 8 races set down for decision tonight.
So no stakes races this weekend at Los Alamitos under the lights. Obviously, you've got the Dark Mirage during the daytime. So with the 10 race cards today, Michael, and 10 race cards on closing day for the daytime cards, let's make sure the fans that are playing the nighttime Los Alamitos signal have the first post time correct.
6:45 for this evening. And just 5 minutes earlier tomorrow, 6:40, it's what I would describe as an eclectic card tonight, with races from 110 yards to 2.5 furlongs, where they start right up at the top of the home stretch that they use on the expanded daytime layout. What about me, John? I've got Kentucky Downs and Los Alamitos daytime as the 2 longest home stretches in North America. They're quite a way away when I call them under the lights at the 2.5 furlong start at night. There's one of those tonight, 1,000-yard races, and I've actually landed somewhere in between for the radio pick at 300 yards.
Well, there you go. Well, first of all, too, 110-yard. So you're doing the long and short of it. You've got a 110-yard race tonight. You do those 2-mile races at Kentucky Downs. So versatile is your name here, Michael. And as far as a radio play, Bob Ike, let's see if we can get something from Michael Rona.
Yeah, no doubt, Michael. You handle that long stretch run at Kentucky Downs with aplomb, and as you do at Los Alamitos. How about a winner for tonight?
Righto, Bob. Race 6 is a 300-yard maiden for 2-year-olds. And number 4, Apolitical Tell, speaking of 110-yard races, actually debuted at that distance early in August. And I don't normally pay too much attention to those distances from a future form standpoint, but the debut was very good by a son of Tell Cartel, who broke inwards, hit the side of the gate, really came on strongly and was powerful in the gallop out all the way to the back stretch, and gets up in distance to 300 yards to start number 2 tonight, and I think is rather well spotted. I am a little wary of a shipper from New Mexico, number 2 Special Sesson, definitely stays under notice on a pair of Futurity Trial placings there in New Mexico. But from my local watch list, number 4 Apolitical Tell should be tough to beat in race 6, 2-1 on Ed's Morning Line.
So that's race number 6, number 4, Apolitical Tell, 2-1 on the morning line. That's from Michael Rona. Michael, we'll let you save your voice. You're going to need it today and tonight, and let you get going. We thank you for everything, and thank everybody at Los Alamitos for the support from Thoroughbred LA. You guys are the best. We really enjoy working with you.
Ah, thank you. Well, you blokes are champions. Lovely to be on with you every week.
Thank you, Michael. Best of luck today.
Hooray.
Well, Bob, that'll wrap up the show just about. But let's mention one other thing that I sent you a link on a note. James McInvale, who had Run Happy, and we saw all the advertising and pushing when Run Happy, the Breeders' Cup champion, became a stallion. He is walking away from thoroughbred racing and breeding. Run Happy is his last horse. He's going to sell the stallion later on in a sale, and that'll be it for him. This is a guy that put a lot of money in and helped a lot of people, and the industry without him is not going to be as good.
Yeah, for sure, John. He seems to be a little bit bitter on the way out, talking about the drugs and injections and stuff like that. That as far as that end of it, I think the game has probably never been cleaner than it is or more tested than it is right now. But definitely a guy who we're going to miss. He put his money up. He had a lot of personality. He had a lot of pizzazz. He had some good horses. And he sure had a lot of enthusiasm. So sorry to see him getting out.
We're out of time, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Mike is here from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next Saturday.